When you are having a bad day with illness, do you ever ask yourself, what did I do to trigger my pain or fatigue? Was it something I ate? Was I too active? Those questions create a burden of guilt because they make your health challenges seem like your fault. They may even expose an underlying belief that your disease is caused by a character defect instead of a health defect. I began to notice that I felt overwhelmingly responsible when I experienced insomnia during a pain flare, as if sheer willpower could take away my pain and make me fall asleep. My misplaced guilt had deep roots. It developed in childhood. Many people with chronic pain and serious health issues have experienced childhood trauma. My own childhood was marked by physical abuse. Children typically believe the abuse is their fault. So, I tried to become good enough to avoid having pain inflicted on me. My childlike effort was really an attempt at controlling the unpredictable and frightening behavior of someone I loved. Now, when I have pain, I feel just like that little girl who thought she did something to cause it. Although my disease is also unpredictable and frightening, I cannot be good enough to make it stop. It is futile to think that way. Your childhood may have been similarly marked by trauma. You may have even heard people say, the body keeps score. The theory is that childhood trauma causes harmful changes to our minds and bodies that can persist through adulthood. When I learned this concept, I felt trapped, as though I would never escape my childhood harm. But our minds and bodies are fearfully and wonderfully created by the God who heals. You cannot change the past, but you can invite him to heal your present connection to it. He can help you speak of your sorrows, share your burdens, and shake off your shackles of unforgiveness. Are you familiar with the saying, refusing to forgive is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? Forgiveness sets you free from the pain that abuse ignited in your spirit. It is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Your childhood may have taught you that you were responsible for the things that hurt you. If so, pay attention to how this underlying false belief shapes your thoughts about living with illness. Do you feel responsible when you cannot control your health issues? Do you feel crushing guilt when your pain flares? Your mind is muddled by brain fog, or your fatigue keeps you from being active. Accepting the additional weight of false guilt makes the burden of illness feel unbearable. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Let's live in freedom by rejecting any false beliefs that were created by past trauma. Pray. God, thank you for setting me free from everything that has the power to harm me. You are my healer and my provider. You lead me in paths of healing righteousness for your name's sake. Shed light on the beliefs that hinder my freedom. Forgive me for thinking that I am wholly responsible for my health issues. Release me from the burden of false guilt. Please help me forgive anyone who has harmed me. I trust you to hold them accountable. I will no longer allow bitterness or anger to trick me into thinking it holds someone accountable. Thank you for the freedom of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Embrace. I will live in freedom by rejecting any false beliefs that were created by past trauma. Practice. God loved you enough to take the full punishment for sin. Your pain is not a punishment, even when it feels like one. Read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Who paid the price and took the complete punishment for sin? Also read Lamentations chapter 3, verses 32 through 33. What do these verses tell you about God's compassion for you?